before this hour has flown by. We were not able to get a hold of an electrician, so we'll get Jason in touch with an electrician. He had questions on circuit breakers, and that's the weak point for me. You would think it would be simple enough, all the other complications and that we have in our home. It's three wires, positive, negative, ground, but man, that is just something I have yet been able to designate to memory and work with enough to be comfortable taking, much less giving advice on circuit breakers. I'll tell you this, if you trip a breaker, make sure you push it all the way off before you push it all the way back on. You can't just push it straight on. You've got to completely throw it and to the off and back to the on. But we'll get Jason in touch with one of our electricians at Rosie on the House off the broadcast to see how we can help him get whatever he's trying to tackle this weekend around his house, home, castle, or cabin done. We've got a couple more calls we'll take here. But the next hour, we've got an incredible team that we've assembled. We've got Hopkins Finance, we've got Seal of Approval Home Inspection, and we've got Joel Realty all together with our Tucson trifecta to help you get into that perfect home, how to select the right finance guy, how to select the right realtor to find your home, how to get the right home inspector so you don't end up in a money pit type situation. That'll be coming up in the 10 o'clock hour here at Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. So if you have a question about moving into a new home, finding that perfect home, or you want to talk to maybe you've had a home inspection recently on a home you're looking to move into, and you'd like to talk to another home inspector about what you received on that report. If you want a second opinion from a realtor or the best finance options for your home, that hour will be for you, and you can get on the line now at 1-888-767-4348. Here coming up right after top of the hour news at 10:06, we'll kick off our Tucson trifecta hour. We're going to Edo. Do I have that name correct?
Eldo.
Okay. Say it for me one more time. Eldo?
Eldo, you got it right.
E-L-D-O. All right. Welcome to the broadcast.
I just have a quick question. I'm building a ICF home up in northern Arizona, and we're on a sustainable building program where they want you to use used material. I found some 2.5-inch polyfoam or polyiso foam insulation on Craigslist, but I can't find the R value on it.
Okay. Is that something that you could email to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com? And we can see if we can track down a manufacturer.
That's the thing. They don't have a manufacturer, so I was just trying to see if I get some idea before I committed myself to it. I've seen some that's, like R7 per inch, R7 to R8. I just wanted to kind of nail it down before I went forward.
Yeah, that will take me a little bit of research to do, but I'm happy to do that.
I'll have my wife email the information to you then.
Tell me a little bit more about this project, though. Sounds pretty interesting. You said you're on a particular building program. Tell me more about that.
It's called sustainable building, where you get credit for first of all, it's energy efficient, plus using recycled materials.
And who is this program through?
Coconino County Building Department.
Okay, and where in Coconino is the home being built?
It's in Parks.
Nice.
Right outside of Flagstaff.
Yeah, very nice.
Between Flagstaff and Williams.
Well, the one, and I'm going to look into this because that sounds very interesting, and building with recycled material or repurposed material is a great concept, and it is catching on. The one little part of caution it sounds like you're already financed, so you're probably in good shape. We're in the building process, but for anyone listening, just know a lot of times new building practices and new techniques haven't quite caught up to the lending industry. There's a technology called geothermal cooling that takes water lines that are built into the home's wall and ceiling structure that then go into this big underground reservoir of water that you have. And for the cost of cycling that water, which is like $12 a month through an electrical pump that you could even hook up to a solar panel, a battery, and It's a great system, and I think we're going to see geothermal cooling a lot in the future of our building. But a lending company will not give you a loan to buy a home in Arizona that doesn't have a HVAC central air conditioning system on it. So you could build this incredible home, but you could never sell it to somebody that needed a loan to buy the home. They would have to be able to buy it cash out of pocket. So the lending industry and the building industry aren't always moving at the same pace. And if you're not ever planning on selling the home and you can afford it cash out of pocket and you're not worried about being stuck in a situation where you need to sell the home and wait for a cash buyer, well, fine, go for it. Absolutely. But just be aware, a lot of, you know, make sure that this is something you can resell should you need to sell quick. It's Rosie on the House going into our Tucson Trifecta Hour next. If you'd like to talk lending, loans, real estate, 1-888-767-4348. Get online now and we'll get you on the air quick starting next hour.